This is JIS News. Coming up, NWA advises of temporary closure of Bodle's main road, compulsory use of Amanda system by 2016, and reintroduction of no parking zone along Palisades Strip. The details after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission advises applicants for tertiary grants for the 2015-2016 academic year that the deadline has been extended to Wednesday, August 12, 2015. For application details, please visit our website at bglc.gov.jm.
Now the news. Come 2016, local authorities and government agencies will be required to process all building and development requests through the Application Management and Data Automation AMANDA system. AMANDA is a web-based program being implemented by the Minister of Local Government and Community Development with support from the Office of the Cabinet and other government agencies. The system, which has been implemented in all local authorities and major agencies, will provide greater transparency in the approval process.
The result of all of this will be in the future that we will be able to actually view the whole process of business application online, see where it is at any point in time, and be able to hold people to the time frames which they have said that they're going to deliver on.
Chair of the Public Sector Transformation Steering Committee, Patricia Francis. The minister is in the process of training persons within the parish councils to use the system. A no parking, no stopping arrangement has been implemented for motorists using the Palisades Main Road in Kingston. Motorists are therefore being urged to obey the zones which have been reintroduced between the entrance of the Caribbean Maritime Institute and the airport roundabout. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison, says the re-establishment of no parking, no stopping zones along the Palisades Strip will help to curtail unsafe practices by some motorists.
Some of these practices are parking along the roadway, double parking along the roadway, U-turning across the busy highway, vending, and entering and leaving the roadway unexpectedly or erratically.
Mr. Morrison was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. Meanwhile, the National Works Agency is advising motorists and pedestrians that the Bodle's main road in St. Catherine will be temporarily closed between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Wednesday, August 12. This temporary closure of the roadway in the vicinity of the railroad lines is to facilitate the replacement of a burnt-out culvert. A detour road has been constructed adjacent to the burnt-out culvert to allow for the movement of traffic and pedestrians during the closure. Following the replacement of the culvert, the roadway will be reduced to a single-lane use intermittently during the seven-day period from Thursday, August 13 to Wednesday, August 19. This is to enable continued road repairs in the area of the replaced culvert. The NWA is further advising motorists and pedestrians using this roadway to proceed with caution and obey posted warning signs and instructions of flag persons. And Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams has lauded the University College of the Caribbean, UCC, for establishing a scholarship in honor of slain Constable Crystal Thomas. The scholarship, valued at $540,000, will be offered to members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, pursuing studies at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. Dr. Williams says the program will assist a number of police officers with their academic pursuits. Meanwhile, National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the untimely death of Constable Thomas should be a challenge to citizens to become more engaged in the fight against criminals who are destroying the future of the country.
By joining the police, she chose to be a part of the solution to Jamaica's problem of crime and violence. She was not content to sit on the sidelines and criticize and wait on others to fix the problem.
The minister also commended the police officers and members of the public whose actions led to the early apprehension of the suspects involving the shooting. He says their actions sent a strong message that criminals will be brought to justice. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.